All right. We will not go back to 2 Samuel tonight. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 7. And let's pray. Father, we do ask that you would guide our hearts and our thoughts tonight and bless us all in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you would open up your word to us and help us to walk with you, help us to follow all that you say. And I do pray, Father, that there would be a shining light here in the midst of these people, that we would bring forth the gospel to this world. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, it says in verse 13, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." I want to talk tonight about the straight gate and the narrow way. And just to start out, there are two English words, in case anybody is unfamiliar with the second English word that is pronounced straight. The word here in this verse, we don't use a lot in English. The word straight here is not straight like a line, but it's rather a straight or a tight place. It's spelled different, but it sounds the same. So when he says here, "Enter ye in at the straight gate," you could say, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate." There is a gate, Jesus says, that we are supposed to enter in that is narrow. And he ends verse 14 by saying, "Few there be that find it." If you were to have a long, long, long fence, and just one gate in it, as wide as enough to let a person through, the person who would find that gate would be the person who was seeking for the gate. Every other person might live by the fence, might be by the fence, they might climb over the fence, they might have many different relationships to the fence, but the person who wanted that gate would have to seek for that gate because it wouldn't be readily visible because it is so small compared to the rest of the fence. The fence encompasses the entire world, or the wall, whatever it be. That separation that sits between us and God encompasses the entire world. And there's only one place that any human being can get through that wall. It's a narrow gate. Of course, and we will get there in a little bit, but we know that gate is Jesus Christ. There's no way through that wall to God but going through Jesus Christ. He says He is the door. He is the door. He is the only way through the wall that separates man from God. So enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Now I want you to think for a minute about the other gate, the wide gate. The gate that is wide looks very different than a gate. Because, as a matter of fact, the wide gate that leads to destruction encompasses the entire world. In fact, any place that you would cross from where you are to life or to God or to religion or to your opinions or to whatever you can think of where you might be going, there's a gate in front of you. The gate is just that wide. It has no limits to the gate. The gate and the way encompasses all of the world. But in that wide gate, there is very many different things. You may come to that gate and you may find that there's no gate at all. It is a solid wall in front of you. And the only way to surmount that wall is to get a ladder out and climb over it. You may find that when you get to that gate that it is very narrow. We could call it Jehovah's Witness religion. It's a very narrow gate. Unless you join that church, subscribe to their form of doctrine, do everything that they tell you to do, there's no way to life. But that little gate that many people enter into to get into the Jehovah's Witness religion is a piece of that broad or wide gate that many are going through. Next door to the Jehovah's Witness gate, there is a Mormon gate. And the only way to heaven, they say, is through their little gate. Their little gate is Joseph Smith and the Mormon religion and the Book of Mormon. And it's a very narrow gate. And anybody who doesn't enter in through that gate, they say, cannot be saved. It's a very narrow gate, but it is in the broad way. There may be other places that you can go and you can find the wide gate, and you can find it completely wide open with no hindrances. There's nothing you have to do. Just walk on through. You don't need a passport. You don't need nothing. You just walk on through. It's open. But it's part of the wide gate. And as you begin to study and to learn about who God is and what the Bible teaches, there's one very simple thing that differentiates this narrow gate from the wide gate. Because this narrow gate is Jesus Christ, and the wide gate is everything else. It doesn't matter what it is, everything else is a part of that wide gate. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It may be a gate that looks narrower than the gate that leads to life, but it's all that wide gate. It's open. It's a have it your way kind of a gate. You can enter this wide gate through a Joseph Smith door, or you can enter this wide gate through an Ellen G. White door, or you can enter this wide gate through the Pope door. You can enter this wide gate in many different forms, but it's all the wide gate because it isn't of God. But that one little narrow gate that is the way to life is Jesus Christ, and it is the only way to God. That's all there is. There isn't anything else. You can't get there any other way. In John chapter 10, verses that are very familiar to us, but we'll go there. John chapter 10. It says in verse 7, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." This is the narrow gate. There is no other gate. This is all that is said here when Jesus says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate." There's nothing else to it. Jesus is that gate, and he's all there is. There's nobody who is going to go in anywhere and find life. There's no other gate that leads to life but that person of Jesus Christ. But he is more than just the gate. He's also the way. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, it says in verse 6, Jesus saith unto them, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the door, and Jesus is the way. There's many people who say things about this straight gate and this narrow road. And they almost sometimes want to make it out as though it's complicated. Like it's difficult to get in this gate. It's difficult to find it. It's not difficult to find Jesus. Most people don't because they aren't looking. God says, if you search for me with all your heart, you'll find me. Most people don't find Jesus because they're not looking for Jesus. It's not because Jesus is hard to find. But if you want to get to heaven, you're going to have to go through that narrow gate, and you're going to have to walk on that narrow way. Now, if Jesus is the way, it's a narrow way. So what is the way, if Jesus is the way? There's a number of verses in the Scriptures that talk about this way, and we won't go to all of them tonight. But how about just take one in Proverbs chapter 12. It says, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. In the way of righteousness is life. Now, if there is life in the way of righteousness, then what is the way of righteousness? If the only way to God is the narrow way, then the way of righteousness is the narrow way. Because there is no life aside from the life that is found in Jesus Christ. So if Jesus is the way, if He's the door and He's the way, And the way of righteousness is the way to life, then Jesus is the way of righteousness. There's no heaven without the way of righteousness. You accept Jesus as your Lord. You obey what He says if you want to walk on the narrow way. Jesus said that in John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 15. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. It is so absolutely simple. The way of Christianity is so plain and it's so simple. There's nothing difficult about it. There is a book which was written by the finger of God that tells us the way that we should walk. And if you want to love God, then the way that we love God is to look into this book and find out what He says and do what He says. That is the narrow way. Now, I was just peeking at a couple of different Bible translations this afternoon, and every single time I ever do that, I get disappointed. I have said many times that I do not have one drop of respect for a single translation of the Bible that has happened since 1881. I do not have one drop of respect for it. But I have been told that the ESV was a fairly good translation, and that it was a conservative translation. And I have never read or studied that at all. I've never looked into it at all. I have no idea who did it or anything. But I've been told numerous times that it's a better version, that's good translation, and that it's conservative. You know what they do with this passage right here? They tell us not that the way is broad and narrow, but they tell us that the way is easy and hard. Now I think that they did not even attempt to translate when they came up with those words. I think that they just determined that's what it was supposed to say. What it says is incorrect, it's unbiblical, and it's not true. How many of you guys believe that the narrow way is hard compared to the broad way? Dan does. I do too, sometimes. So let's say that we're going to read the scriptures and we're going to obey everything that Jesus says and we're going to do His will instead of our own will and we're going to deny ourselves to please God. Okay, that could be harder than living an easy life and doing whatever we pleased. But I know a whole lot of people who are on the broad way to hell who are living a religion that is as strict or stricter than Christianity, and they're on the broad way. I know, for a matter of fact, that a huge amount of the religions that have existed since the time of the beginning up until this day have been as hard or harder than the religion of God. And it's all the broad way. The broad way might be easy if you determine that the way that you're going to walk on the road is going to be a carefree way with no rules, then the broad way could be an easy way. But most people don't walk the broad way that way. Most people walk the broad way very dedicated to a religion or very chained to sin. And in fact, the scripture says that the way of transgressors is hard. Jesus did not say here that the way that leads to destruction was hard. He said it was wide. He said it was broad. He did not say it was hard. Or easy, rather, is what I meant to say. He did not say that the broad way was an easy way. He said it was broad. Because you can get to hell as the most disciplined person on earth if you are disciplined to follow Buddha. You want to be a Hindu. You can be the most religious person on earth and you can give your life for your religion and get to hell at the end. You want to be a Catholic. You can be the best Catholic that ever there was. It's going to cost you a lot to be a good Catholic and get to hell at the end. You can be in the strictest cult that ever walked the earth, where there has never been more devotion to your religion ever, and you can get to hell at the end. And it has nothing to do with the road being easy. It's the fact that the road is wide and it includes everything that isn't Jesus. That's what the road is. It's a wide road. It will include the drunkards. It will include the people, the murderers, the stealers. It includes the homeless people who are on drugs. And it includes the rich and the wealthy who sit in offices in our country. It includes the religious. It includes the young and the old and all nationalities from every nation, from every people. It includes every single person that is alive on this earth today that does not know Jesus Christ. It includes all of them. Every lifestyle, everything. It's a have it your way restaurant. You can conjure up your own religion if you want. You can paint a line on the broad road that's only 1 foot wide. And you can walk that line your entire life. And you can deny yourself every pleasure that ever there was. And you'll get to hell at the end. Because the road that you're walking on leads to destruction. And if you want to walk the narrow road has some hardships on it. There's no doubt about it that there's some things in the scripture that are a part of the narrow road that Jesus says that aren't easy for man's ears to hear, and we read them and we don't like them very much sometimes. Not everything on the narrow road is easy, But the narrow road Jesus doesn't say is hard. That's man's interpretation. Jesus says the narrow road is a narrow road. That's what he says. And the narrow road includes those who by faith in Jesus Christ have given themselves to God to do his will. And anybody who is not on that path is not on the way to life. There are people, there are religions, let's say, big religions with millions and millions of people that like the narrow way. And if you would go to their priests or their prophets or their teachers and ask them, what do I do if I want to be saved? They will teach you things about what they believe the narrow way to be. They'll even use the scriptures. They'll take you to the Bible and they'll say, you need to do good, you need to be good, you need to this, that, and the other thing. And we need to somehow be good enough to get to heaven. And all those good things they talk about are pieces of the narrow road. But anybody who gets to the narrow road through the wide gate is not on their way to heaven. This is old-fashioned biblical Christianity that is hated the world over, and it's the truth. If you get on the narrow way through the broad gate, you are not on the way to heaven. And if you determined that where you're starting from, your starting point was yourself, and you were the one who's got you onto that narrow way, and you're going to find religion that helps you, and you're going to be a good boy, and you're going to walk that narrow way. You know, the narrow way and the wide road, in the places that the narrow road runs, run together. As you come into town on the three different highways that come into Rhinelander, you can come in on Highway 8, Highway 47, or 17. But all three highways for a little ways through Rhinelander run together. The narrow road runs in the same place that the broad road runs. Only with the difference is that the narrow road has a boundary on it. And you can go through the wide gate, and you can walk on the wide road, and during your lifetime, you can spend most of your life wandering the pathway that makes the narrow road, and you're still as lost as the person who never crossed the narrow road. Because many, many, many are the ungodly who seek for righteousness. But they seek for their own righteousness, and they do not seek for the righteousness that is found in Christ Jesus. There is no righteousness for man. There is no righteousness for anyone. There is no righteousness apart from Jesus Christ. If you're going to make it to heaven, you are going to start at the starting point of Jesus Christ. First and foremost, you're going to go through that narrow gate, that door that is Jesus. And then secondly, you're going to walk that path that is Jesus. There is no other route. Now this one, I'm sorry to say, is extremely controversial. And most of the Christian world will disagree with me on this, but I believe it's the truth. There are people who actually enter through the straight gate, and they walk the broad way. You know, the narrow path doesn't have walls that you can't get over. Never has. You walk through that straight gate, and then There's a light shining down in front of your feet that is the light of God that shines on His Word that points out the path of righteousness. And if in your stubborn and rebellious way you want to seek your own path, you want to wander off the path of righteousness, you might just do it. And there are people who we watch walk through that narrow gate. They say that Jesus is the only way to heaven. They say they're going to trust Him. They get baptized. And then they wander off. Far, far, far from God. If you don't like that on a doctrinal level, you still know you saw it on a practical level. You still all know that you saw people who came to Jesus Christ, who came to God through Jesus Christ and repented of their sins and put their faith in Him, and then they left Him. Because that narrow road is a road of choice. If you're going to walk that narrow road, you're going to be a student of the Word of God. If you're going to walk that narrow road, you're going to run with people who walk that narrow road. And if you're going to make your lifestyle your own feelings and thoughts about what is right, and you're going to run with the people who don't walk the narrow road, the likelihood of you staying on the narrow road is going to be very small. You'll probably be walking. Now you say, well, it is a very good thing that the work that Jesus did, and we know very well, we know about the doctrine of the work that Jesus did and how He atoned for our sins. A very strong helper that not only forgives us our sins on the day that we get saved, but He also washes us as we walk. And He also is up there in heaven and He pleads for us. And he's at the right hand of God. And He's making intercession for us people who believed on Him all the while that we're alive. He does. But you know what Peter says? How He keeps us clean? By the washing of the water of the Word. You kick that out of your life and you have nothing left. There is no pleading that Jesus is going to do in heaven for on your soul's behalf if you walk away from the Word. You walk away from the Word, you walk away from the Christ. Some people, they like to try and make Christianity a lot like the world. They look around and they say, why do you think that the Bible says this or that God says this is wrong? Or why are you always making up things, this, that, or the other thing? Why are you always adding things to the Bible? And they like to tone down Christianity a little bit and make it a little bit more like the world. You know those people? Many, many, many Christians are trying to get as away with as much as they can. Stay on the shoulder of the narrow road, because the narrow road is a road of reproach. It's a road of restriction. It's a road where it's Jesus only and no world. And somehow, some of us who don't like that, we wish that we could get as much change as possible to what we know of Christianity without walking off the narrow road. Why do you want that? Are you going to make it to heaven with that kind of a lifestyle? I'm not answering that question tonight. I think many do. But you know, when we are here on this earth and we have been given one single way to heaven through God's Son, Jesus Christ, that no other belief in anything other than Him can do anything for us, He is the only way to forgiveness of sins. He is the only way to peace with God. And His Word and His opinions and doctrines are the only way of righteousness. If we have that, and the entire rest of the world is one broad system of anti-God, why would we want to do anything but walk in the middle of the narrow path and maintain the glories of the cross of Jesus Christ all of our lives? Why would we want anything else? You fool. You're a fool if you want anything else. There is a whole bunch of religious halfways around us that we look at and we like, is that person a Christian or not? They say they believe in Jesus and their life doesn't show a whole lot. And the waters are so muddied because everybody's opinion fills the earth about what is the difference between right and wrong. Why would we want anything to do with the broad way? Why would we want to broaden the narrow road when the narrow road is Jesus? Why do we want to introduce the things that have been introduced to the broad road onto the narrow road? Why do we want them? Do they have something better? Of course they don't. It is the age-old problem of man's stubborn will and our unbelief in God that we would ever desire anything that was not of God. We as a people, as a church, have one single thing that dominates and controls every single aspect of our life, and it is Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. He is our hope. He is our road. He is everything that we know and everything that we want, and He should be everything that we desire. There isn't anything else. There's nothing else to want. Everything that we have, every good gift comes down from God. The evil things come from Satan. And Satan is the one who comes to Eve when she's in the garden, and she has garden-wide access to everything that is there, but she has one single commandment, one single tree that she's told not to eat from. And he wants to broaden her road to include that tree. Now things are quite different today, because once man became a sinner, the law came in because sin was here. Once sin was here, then God gave His law. And now man, tempted to every kind of evil, has to choose that only a tiny little fraction of all possibilities of things are righteousness, and every other thing that exists is sin. And Satan still wants to muddy those lines now. Where does the narrow road run? Surely it includes all people who believe in Jesus. Actually, it doesn't. Actually, the United States of America is full of people who believe in Jesus who are on the broad road. They don't believe in the Jesus that is portrayed in the Scriptures, and they do not walk the narrow path. No, we are not ecumenical. In fact, true Christianity never has been and never will be. If you did not come to God through Jesus Christ, and if you are not currently walking to God through Jesus Christ, you are not one of God's. It doesn't matter what kind of deceit is out there in the world or the church. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. The straight gate and the narrow way includes those people who have found Jesus Christ to be all that they want in life. They found Jesus Christ to be sufficient for life. They found Him to be sufficient for death. They found Him to be sufficient for love. They found Him to be sufficient for happiness, for pleasure. They found Him to be sufficient for religion. They found Him to be sufficient for rules. They found Jesus Christ to be sufficient for everything that a person could want on this earth. And the broad road is made up of everybody else. Some other people have found Jesus Christ to be sufficient for death, but they have not found Him to be sufficient for life. They're on the broad road. Some people have found Him to be great for life, but He was not needed for death, and they are on the broad road. Because everyone who is not on the narrow way is on the broad way. And the broad way is a mix. It's not the easy way. No matter what the ESV says, the broad way is not the easy way. It may be easy, it may be hard. And the narrow way is not the hard way. In fact, as a matter of fact, when a person gets to the place of glorious surrender to God in everything, when self is dead, nailed to the cross, all done with everything that I think and want, and the only aim on earth is to please God, I bet you, for most cases, the narrow road is the easiest life that human beings live on this earth. I'm not going to say that, but I bet you in most cases, it's the easiest road to walk. When God fills all your vision and you want nothing else. Many other people who are walking very, very hard roads on the broad road that leads to destruction have made life very difficult for themselves for no other reason at all than that they have rejected God's offer of salvation and they have gone out to establish their own righteousness, which is very, very difficult for a sinner. Very difficult. You seek for righteousness in yourself, you're going to be hunting for a while. It's tough to find. There's one way to find righteousness in yourself. It is to add one of the worst sins that you can add to your life, which is that pride of belief that you are something special when you are actually a sinner. That's the most common way that people add a sense of righteousness, at least, to their lives. We look at ourselves and we say, I am righteous. I have succeeded. I have done good. I am pleasing God with my life. When in fact, God looks at you and says, you have sinned, and the judgment of God hangs over your head. And if you will find peace with God, there's been a sacrifice made. You can find it in that narrow gate that is always open through Jesus Christ. Sometimes the broad way may be easy. Sometimes it may be hard. But the only thing that we know that makes up the broad way is everything that isn't Christ. And the narrow way, it doesn't really matter if it's hard or easy because it leads to life. If we know we're going to life and that God is at the end of the way and that we're pleasing God and that we're in His will, if we found peace in Jesus Christ, it really doesn't matter what's on the way. We're going to walk the way because it's the way that was given, because it is the essence of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank God for His clear word of direction for the souls of every man who would find it. Let's dismiss.